making pods in the car.
Yep.
Why?
Because I don't know if I'll be healthy enough to do it tomorrow. So we are. I've got this window open. Is that too much noise? Oh, that sounded horrible.
It's probably not helping.
Yeah. Okay. So here we are. I'm actually out of the house at the moment, which is pretty rare. So, yeah. Which lane do I want? That one?
This one. This one.
Okay.
Sorry.
Uh-huh.
It's been so long since we've gone anywhere in the car other than the grocery store. I'm forgetting how to direct you.
Oh, it's green and I'm stopping. Yeah, this is working real good. Oh, boy. Okay. So, we are getting out of the house. Well, you get out of the house all the time. I'm getting out of the house because we're going to Sycamore Springs. Is it the right name?
Yeah.
And it's got little hot, well, not little. It's got hot tubs that have, like, spring mineral water in them that at some point in the past people decided was something you could do to improve your health or something. So we've been before. It's fun. It's relaxing. It's nice. It's not far away. And we're going in the hopes that maybe some of it will make me feel better, even just slightly, for a little while. Because in addition to dying from this allergy season because of that incredibly high pollen, the inflammation that the pollen allergy causes is making all of my joints hurt. So at the very least, it could fix that.
Yeah. And we were thinking that because we're leaving on Sunday, we're going to come back tomorrow, Monday, so I'm not going to be gone very long.
No, it's just an overnight little tiny thing, and I've brought all of my allergy meds, so I'll survive. Today I didn't wake up so good, I didn't know if I'd
this way at the light.
But I've managed somehow.
So, we're doing that because we talked about trying to get things back on kind of a regular schedule with recording.
Right.
And that we were going to shoot for Monday nights. And then you said, well, you might be too sick.
Well, we don't know what I'm going to be exposed to.
Right.
Because I'm outside now.
Whoa.
There's, like, lights and
they're
everything.
They're putting a new light here.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff here that's being put in on this road. But
wow.
It'll be good when it's done. It needs a light there. So, anyway, I'm outside. So, I'm breathing in pollen more so than when I'm inside. And, you know, we have an old car, so it's not like I can just, you know, close the windows and expect that none of the pollen's going to get in. This is a 96, isn't it?
I think.
94. Yeah. So, it's not like that. The hot tubs are actually located outside.
Right.
Because of the way they have to hook up all the stuff. And also, it kind of smells of sulfur.
Yeah.
Because it's the minerals in it. So, if you can handle that and understand that it's the minerals and it's not...
You get used to it.
You know, usually you smell that, it's an indication that something has gone bad and, you know, you don't want to be anywhere near it, but it's not. It's just the minerals and it's fine. So if you can handle that concept and get through it, you're okay. But you probably wouldn't want to be in the room after having an indoor hot tub with that smell.
No.
You know? So it's outside, so I'll be breathing in more pollen to do that. So it's kind of a toss-up as to whether it's going to help. But sometimes it does, so... I'm desperate enough to try anything at this point. Pretty much. And then we'll be back tomorrow.
Right.
So, and I'm driving, as if anyone didn't know that. Probably everyone knows that listens to us regularly. So, I can't take as much medication as I might need when I'm driving, because that's dangerous.
Well, earlier you were all like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to drive.
No, I woke up in pain again. And I've been getting this weird, like, you know how, like, your eyes might itch if you've got a mild allergy to dust or pollen, you know? Well, I get to the point where it's physically painful. It's waking me up out of a sound dead sleep, which is difficult enough to do on its own. And it's making me cry. And I have a huge pain tolerance. So when I started at that point, I thought there's no way I'm going to be well enough to drive. So I got up and I ate something and I took a bunch of medication of the type that will let me drive. And here I am. So here we go. I hope I'm in the right lane.
You are somehow magically.
I just went. I don't know. Yeah. So it's really hot in this car, and I'm going to need the windows open pretty soon, unfortunately.
Okay. Recording break. Okay, so we let some air in for a little while.
Yeah, so we can breathe.
Our ancient car has no air conditioner,
right.
So...
Right, and we've tried getting it fixed, and it just sort of stops working, so I think it's kind of given up. But we're driving parallel to the highway as opposed to being on the highway. There's this little tiny road that we found at some point in the past. And it's a two-lane little itty-bitty road with a bike lane on the side. And it's a nice little curvy road. And you get, you know, you can see the highway and you're not too far from it. But you're not in all of that crazy traffic out here. So this is nice. And to find it, if you miss the turn, you end up on the highway. And to get onto this little part, there's a sign that says Ontario Street. And
road.
Well, Ontario is the key anyway. And you have to look very closely to where the heck that's pointing, because it curves you around a little bit, and then there's this spot that's not easy to see, that it doesn't look like you can turn at that point the way the road is curved.
Yeah.
You know? So you go and you put your car over there, and it looks like you've put yourself in a parking lot, because it is a it's a location where people can park if they want to check out, like, the... There must be, like, a...
I think there's probably, like, a trailhead or something.
Yeah, or something like that there. So there's a bunch of vehicles there parked in kind of weird ways because there's no, like, you know, little parking spaces, you know, painted out for you.
Yeah.
Just kind of park. And you have to, like, drive into that and then turn again. So you'd have to go in and realize, okay, I'm not exactly in a parking lot. This is where I want to be. And then you'd have to realize that you have to make this non-intuitive turn around sort of where the vehicles are in order to get on this little bitty road that saves you from having to drive on the highway, even though you're next to it. It's kind of a weird thing, so I hope that made sense. I don't know if that's interesting to anybody else but me, but...
We just drove under power lines that come directly from Diablo Canyon Nuclear Power Plant. Are you concerned?
No.
Are you just concerned in general?
I don't know. Probably that.
Are you glad you didn't have to go on the highway?
Yeah, I didn't want to do.
But you love the freeway. It's your faves.
No, I don't. I'm not a fast driver because I got into a car accident ages ago from...
We're going to keep going straight-ish.
Okay. Oh, I see. This is another weird part of this thing that we're on. You stop here. It's a stop sign. There's oncoming both ways across, and then there's this weird lane sort of next to you from probably an exit ramp from the tollway. And nobody wants to wait for anybody else. So you have to kind of guess. And, you know, we have to stop where we are located. But nobody else does. So we're going to be sitting here forever and a day as people, you know, come by. And you can't quite see the one side too well.
Everyone's so helpful.
Here we go. Okay, we've made it through that little part. So if you have some patience, you can do this and get a slightly more relaxing ride. I don't like the highway because I don't like driving fast. I got in a car accident. I was in my 20s, and I was driving 75
in the 1920s?
Yes, in the 1920s.
You drove your Studebaker?
My Model T Ford, you know?
Drove your Studebaker off the road?
Something like that, yeah. So, anyway. So I don't like driving fast, and I don't like... You know, there's nothing like going to a place where you're intending to relax and just kind of feel better. It's kind of hard, you know, like, I'm sick now, so I'm already starting at a difficult point. Now, if I'm sick and I'm driving on the highway with these idiots zooming around me and cutting me off, I'm going to be even more stressed out before I get there, you know? So I didn't want that to happen. So now we have this handy little road to take instead.
Ontario Road.
Yeah.
It's a handy road. If you go into Avila Beach and don't want to get on the freeway,
right.
It's so much fun when you're driving a car. And you're going on Ontario Road.
And it's got a bike lane all the way across it, except for, well, even on this bridge here, the other bridge. It's got a bike lane. So you know it's not a highway. This is like, I don't know. I don't know how old this is, but it's just, it's nicer. It's pretty. The scenery's nicer. There's no cars.
You're trying
there.
To tell me that all the billboards for, what is it? There's some casino.
There's a casino.
Tachi Palace.
That's it. It's called Tachi Palace.
Telling me the Tachi Palace billboards aren't scenic?
Yeah.
Is this a dead end?
No. This is where we need to go, I think.
Yeah, we need to go that
way. Avila that way.
Yeah, we'll go that way.
On Avila. And that's
it is a dead end.
Over there, which no one can see because this is not a video podcast, there's a large water slide, like a little, you know, there's a pool and a water slide. So I know that when I see that, I have to turn the other way. So that's where...
Turn away from the giant water slide.
Yeah, and
turn away.
And this is another one where we have to stop, but nobody else has to.
Maybe this car can block for us if it goes.
Well, maybe.
Well, if it goes.
Oh, shoot, that guy's fast. Hang on. If he goes, but he can't either because he's got the same oncoming coming at him, and it'll hit him first. All right, I'm going to go now. Here we go. Okay, so we're in Avila.
All right, we're
heading towards Avila.
85% on the way there.
Yeah.
Now it's going to be on that side of the road coming up, and if tradition stands, we will miss it. And
we
have
do.
To turn around.
It's another one of those things where if you don't see the sign of where to get into the parking lot, you're going to blow right past it and have to turn around and come back and try again. And we've done that many times. So I'll try to get it right the first time. But it remains to be seen if I'll be successful. So anyway, this is working out, and I thought maybe we'll try to record something while we're on the way.
Just 5 billion pods.
Yeah, well, in case I'm too sick to do it, because what I'm trying to do now, and we were talking about this in great detail yesterday, you and I, not on a podcast, but I'm trying to, like, I think I'm going to be sick like this forever. I don't think I'm going to get better. I think this is the way it's going to be, so I'm trying to manage energy, and if I can figure that every, you know, Monday we're going to do hyper nonsense, then I can kind of chill Sunday and try to get enough energy so I can do the show and be awake. And I found...
We didn't actually have to go up and turn around.
Yes, I found the little sign. It's a little sign. It's short. It's lower than a car. It is not lit. So you either see it or you don't.
You can
and I saw it.
Park anywhere you like.
Yeah, there's a lot of people here right now. So let's see. There's a spot. I'll park here and we're done.
Oh, great. Right under a tree?
Yeah. Why?
I don't know.
Who cares? Okay, we're here.
Okay, so we're here.
We made it. We checked in. It's pretty easy. You know, there's only one place you could possibly go to check in. It's not confusing at all. Once you get here, you know, you can find it. And they wanted to know the license plate on the car, and I couldn't remember it, and Sean couldn't remember it. So I used my new little smartphone to go take a photo of the license plate so I could write it down.
Yeah.
I'm still learning how to use it.
I found that at times when, because a lot of places, if you check in, they want your license plate number.
Right.
And back in Illinois, I knew the license plate number by heart because for, well, not a year, 6 months or so, I was constantly having to get permission from the Crystal Lake Police Department for Jen to park at my apartment.
Right.
Because they had the... I lived in this three-story apartment building, and all the parking on site was only for tenants.
But you can't drive.
And I can't drive, so I didn't have a car. I didn't have a parking pass.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get a parking pass because you needed a driver's license.
Right.
And, oh, I don't know, not all that long after we started dating, we were sort of...
kind of living together.
Cohabitating in two different places.
Right.
And, well, there was only one option, really, for Jen to park, you know, anywhere nearby. And there was a little side street, essentially, that went next to my apartment complex.
Mm-hmm.
And if you parked there overnight without any kind of permission from the police, you'd get a ticket.
Yep, it's got a whole lot of tickets from that.
So we got a bunch of tickets. They were only $10 tickets, but still.
It was just annoying. Yeah.
So I asked them if there was any way around this, and they said, well, you can call and get permission from, you know, they had a term for it. It was like a parking pass or permit or something.
Mm-hmm.
And every time, what we kind of wound up doing, because you could only do it for, I think it was... a maximum of 3 or 4 nights.
Yeah.
So a lot of times what we would do is on, I think it was like Thursday night,
mm-hmm.
I would call the police department and I would ask them permission if my girlfriend could come over.
Yeah. And how weird is that, you know?
And hopefully they would say yes. And if they did, then you would come basically stay with me till like Monday. And then I would more or less go stay with you, you know, Monday through Wednesday.
Right, because I was teaching near where I lived, so.
And, you know, that because every week I had to call, give the make, model, number of the car and the license plate.
Right.
So I learned it from that constant repetitiveness.
But, you know, now we have our own place and a parking, you know, a driveway we can put our car on anytime we want without having to ask for permission as if we are 12-year-olds.
If I remember right, I think the license plate in Illinois was F519703. It's still burned into my memory.
Right, but we're in California, so it's a totally different plate now anyway. You know, it's not like you forgot and it's the same plate. It's a totally different plate now.
For a while, that plate was hanging around in Moe's Smokehouse.
Right.
Because they collect the license plates, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to it, so whatever.
But we're here.
Yes.
And we have a nice room.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's got this, like, little living room area. It's got a microwave because we asked for one. It's got a refrigerator. You know, huge bed. And then the spa is right outside from where the bedroom is. And the bathroom has three different access points.
It's weird.
It's bizarre.
Yeah, you can get to it from the living room, the bedroom.
And then from, like, outside.
And then from the outside. So yeah. It's a little strange, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do here is they have a special for locals. So since we live nearby, we can get a room. We can on, you know, the off days or whatever, you know, so not I think you have to come Sunday through Thursday.
Right. And today's Sunday.
So you can get a queen, a suite like this for less than what it costs to just get a standard room.
Right.
And we had a little bit of a fun adventure trying to find the room because this place, what they do is they give special little names for all of the, it's not, you know, you don't just go to 208.
No, you know? It's all got names like Majestic and Elegance. And the one we're in is called Subtle.
Settle.
Settle?
Settle.
Okay.
Yeah, Settle.
All right.
Unless I miss.
No, wait, let's see.
I think it's Settle. S-E-T-T-L-E.
No, it's not.
I won't be able to read that.
It says S-U-B-T-L-E.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah. And it sure was. We couldn't find it. So we
finally
found it.
That's what I thought
it.
I heard the girl at the check-in counter say.
Yeah, but we found it. And all of the rooms are, like, up a flight of stairs. And there's, like, laundry and stuff going on underneath.
Yeah, so it's a little confusing because you have to go up. You have to go in, sort of into like an interior stairway and come up.
And you're passing two laundry rooms. So at this point you might think, oh no, I've gone the wrong way.
You can't really see the room names until you go up. So
it's just
a little weird, but we figured it out.
Yeah. We have this little, this paper they gave us to find the room has some little information about the place. And, so it's talking, there's a little tiny paragraph about the sulfur mineral springs tubs. And I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'll read the end part. It says, our sulfur mineral springs hot tubs can accommodate from 2 to 8 people and have a rich history in comforting guests with skin, joint, and respiratory challenges. So I'm in the right place. You know, that's exactly what I need right now.
It's you all the way through.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I know it's not science. It's not medical science, but it might help me feel better for an hour or two. You know?
Yeah.
At this point, I'll take it. So I'm going to try. Mm-hmm. And we passed two large turkeys on the way here.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen turkeys here before. That was kind of a surprise.
I don't know that they're supposed to be here. You know, there's a lot of, like, fields and trees and stuff just on the other side of the little road over there. So maybe they got out of somebody's, farm and ended up here, and they're sticking together.
People working here didn't seem too bothered by them, so.
Maybe they've been here a while, you know.
I'm thinking
they're just
that
hanging out.
Maybe they've just, they're just like, okay, we have turkeys now, and as long as they don't attack anybody, we'll be fine.
Right. And they let you know when you come near them. They yell really loud because they don't want you to come near them. So you
they're
won't accidentally,
like,
you know, turn around and find a turkey.
Yeah.
So
they're kind of like geese.
Yeah.
You get too close to geese and they start
mad.
Getting upset.
Yeah.
They let you know that it's time to back away.
Right. Because that's, I don't know, maybe it's something about birds that size.
They're all mean.
They're all nasty. Maybe. I don't know.
So we've got in this sort of living room part of this suite, we've got a fireplace.
Which we won't need.
And it looks like maybe a 32 to 42 inch TV.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, we already said we got a mini fridge and a right. microwave.
Yeah.
And sink.
Right, yeah.
Which is exciting. I actually made a special request for the microwave.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wanted to make sure that we could heat up our own food.
Yeah.
And I kind of decided to go a different way. Because what I was thinking was I would cook some food prior to, bring it with, and then heat it up.
Yeah.
But because, I wound up getting some cold food instead.
So we'll just do that.
It's fine.
But last time we were here, I think I got glutened.
Yeah.
You told me that the tortillas were corn, and they were totally corn, and there was no flour in them, and that was not true. So I got sick.
Well, and what they have here is they have a kind of fancily, dancily restaurant, which we ate at once years ago, and it's good.
It's good, but the restaurant is expensive.
It's really
like a
expensive.
Little, like a little, I don't know if it's a lounge.
Yeah, they have a lounge.
Yeah.
They have a lounge that serves, I don't know, you could almost call it kind of tapas style food.
And the menu changes all
the
time.
And the menu changes, so...
So there's no way for me to know if there's something safe for me to eat until I go there.
I know that one time we were here, we got some fries in the lounge that were pretty
fries
good.
Fries are generally
and
safe
fries
for
are
me.
Almost
yeah.
always safe for you. And I know that here, they're not going to be, you know, pulling in, like, the fries that go to McDonald's. You know, they're going to be cutting
the
potatoes.
Which have wheat in them, by the way. McDonald's fries have wheat in them, yeah.
They're going to be, you know, cutting the potatoes here and...
Right, it'll
doing
be actual
all that
food.
Here, so.
Well, they talk about how, you know, they've got, you know, local veggies with, you know, it's just, let's see, it says sustainable gardening techniques. They farm organically without using pesticides or herbicides. So, I mean, they're not going to be, like, you know, feeding you, you know, frozen french fries from McDonald's kind of thing, you know. It's just not their thing here. So that's good, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I think it's time for another pause. Okay, so we're back in our room. We went down to the lounge.
And they had a happy hour, but we were the only people there. So I don't know
wasn't
how...
Wasn't super busy.
Yeah, I don't know how extreme your happy hour gets, but they had nice drinks, and they had nice food.
Well, when you go to the lounge here, they have, you know, like we said earlier, it's kind of a small... ish menu, tapas style food.
Right, because it's mostly about the bar, you know?
Yeah. And we looked over the food menu, and I didn't really think there was anything in there that Jen could eat. And I don't really need to eat. I'd eaten
you
a few
ate
hours
while I was
before.
Sleeping, trying to get enough energy to get here, yeah.
So I wasn't really hungry, so I was more concerned with just finding something for you. And we noticed at the very bottom of the menu they had steak tacos that were on, as the menu said, they were on corn tortillas.
Right.
But
now, the last time I was here, it was about 3 years ago, and they told me it was corn tortillas, and it turned out that they weren't entirely corn. They had flour
right.
in them. So I got really sick afterwards. And this time, the waiter, I guess for lack of a better term, said he would check and make sure that it was only corn and nothing else. And you could tell when we got three of the little tacos. They were actually pretty big. And you could tell by just picking up the tortilla that it was corn. That rumbling noise is someone moving a cart of laundry out from underneath us to the road a little bit away. Yeah. If that picked up, I don't know. So we had tacos, and there was three, and so Sean could eat one, because I can't eat three, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I did have one, and they came with a side of pico de gallo
right.
and a side of salsa.
Well, I think it normally comes on them, but I asked for it on the side,
because
I don't know what I can eat,
you
know? So, So there's that, and they had happy hour drinks for $6, which was kind of nice. So I had something called a mule, which I haven't had before, but you can get either vodka, rum, or gin. So I picked vodka. And it has lime juice, lemon juice, and like a ginger beer, which is like a strong ginger ale kind of thing. It was really good.
Good, because all I had was water.
Yeah.
I don't do alcohol anymore. It just doesn't work. It just doesn't. It's not even a matter of that I can't. it's not it doesn't do anything for me that's good as far as really being able to kind of get a nice buzz or just kind of take the edge off. Mm-hmm. And then I just feel worse.
Yeah, it doesn't work for you.
It would be one thing if I at least got the buzz and then felt bad afterwards, but I don't even get that.
Yeah.
So I've just reached a point where I just don't even bother anymore. And I asked the guy if he, you know, well, I don't know, what do you got for non-alcoholic drinks that are good? And he basically said soda and juice. And I went, eh, yeah. I don't need soda or juice. So. Right. I just had water, and that was fine.
Yeah, but alcohol works for me as long as there's no gluten in it, so vodka's safe.
Yeah.
And it was a really good drink. I've never had a mule before, so yeah, it was fun.
Well, mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah.
So we, well, before we left the room, I had a drink of water, and I noticed that the water from the tap had a very noticeable taste of the kind of mineral water here.
Yeah.
And you can drink it. It's totally
yeah,
safe.
Yeah, it's safe. It's completely not, safe.
Yeah, it's fine. But it's a flavor that if you're like me and you kind of drink a lot of water, you don't want to constantly be drinking it or tasting it.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided we should get some bottled water.
And they have like a little, like, shop.
I guess. Yeah, they have a little store here that sells some, you know, kind of snacky food items and you know, drinks, alcoholic and otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about this place is, okay, they have the rooms like we're in, so we have, you know, this suite that we've reserved, and mm-hmm. we have our own private, you know, mineral water tub and all that.
Right.
But they have tubs here that you can rent hourly.
Right.
And people check in for those tubs through that store.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people come in here too, and, you know, they buy things. I read about this on their website, and I don't know how long this has been in effect, but we noticed that they were selling what was called wine stackers or something
wine
like that.
Wine stackers, yeah. It's four or five little tiny individuated sort of little cups of wine
mm-hmm.
with a lid on them
mm-hmm.
instead of like a wine cork or something.
Right.
And they're shatterproof, so they're plastic or something.
Right.
And the idea is you take this package that's all cellophane with them stacked one on top of the other, you know, to your room or to your hot tub, and you can drink them with whoever you brought with.
Right.
And then, you know, you don't have to worry about the little individuated cups shattering, and it's like one serving, I guess.
In our case, where mm-hmm. we've got a room, we can bring, you know, anything in here we want to.
Right.
There's no rule
no
on that. I mean,
cares,
we brought our own food, and if we wanted to, we could have brought our own alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
But they have rules about the hourly rental tubs.
Right.
Where they don't want people to bring in outside alcohol. And I'm sure some of that has to do with they don't want to, you know, potentially undercut their own sales of that.
Well, some
but
of
the other thing
that.
Is the other thing is that they were having problems with, you know, people bringing in glass bottles and then they would get broken mm-hmm. and it becomes a safety hazard.
Right, right.
So I think if you come here and you want to go into a tub and you want to have alcohol, you've got two choices. You can do things like buy anything that's not shatterproof mm-hmm. or that is shatterproof.
Right.
Or you can have them make basically a delivery to you where they must have some kind of, you know, way to, like if you wanted a bottle of champagne or something,
right.
they must have a way
have
to
can,
bring it to you
yeah.
or give it to you so that you can pour it and not have to worry about,
yeah.
you know, stuff breaking.
Right. Possibly.
So,
but we've had, you know, we've done the rent the tub by the hour.
Yeah,
thing,
we did it
we've
once.
We've also done the get a room thing more often because it's just more convenient. And we've brought, you know, bottles of alcohol up to the tub and
yeah.
never had a problem because we watched what the heck we're doing. But I can see where other people might
well,
not be as under control.
And
you know?
I think what they're trying more than anything to curtail with the rental tubs is they don't want people, you know, coming in here accidentally or otherwise breaking a bunch of glass bottles. Mm-hmm. Now they've got to go in and clean it all up and hope that. And then, you know, while you can imagine a scenario where, you know, these tubs can accommodate, you know, they say, I think, anywhere from like two to eight people.
Yeah,
I think so you can imagine a scenario in which a group of people comes in, they start getting a little drunk, you know, somebody breaks a thing, and now all of a sudden you've got a group of eight people who are exposed to open, you know,
glass
shards.
Who knows where it's gone.
Yeah. I mean, that's just a problem waiting to happen. And then, you know, not only that, they're potentially exposing it to anybody else that comes in. So
right. Plus, you know, if you're there for an hour, you're not staying. You have to drive somewhere, you know. So you don't want your guests to get that much access to alcohol.
Yeah.
You know? Whereas here, you're just staying. It's fine.
You know, you can rent them for longer than that. You don't have to.
But I think most people just do
stay
it
an hour. I think most people probably do 2 hours max.
Maybe, yeah.
And, you know, they even have here, like, they've got a waterfall suite or something that you can rent. It's, like, really expensive.
Mm-hmm.
That is designed, I think, essentially for parties.
Oh, okay.
So it's got, like, a big open, you know, kind of pool area with a waterfall, and, you know, the idea is you're going to have, you know, 20 people or 25 people.
So this would be like the bridal party suite.
Yeah, you know. Something like that.
We did see someone checking in that was wearing a tuxedo, and with him was a woman wearing what could be a bridesmaid dress, or it might be prom, you know, but I think prom, you'd be underage, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think that would work.
But it could be like someone got married and all of their guests are here in that giant room that you're talking about, you know, after the wedding, because they were wearing, you know, the fancy dress.
So that was good.
Mm-hmm.
So you had a nice, you got to eat some food you could eat.
Yeah.
And you got to have a drink.
I did. Mm-hmm. Alcohol is good for me as long as it doesn't have gluten in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird. I guess the only way you can really apply the whole opposites attract equation to us is metabolically, because your body loves alcohol,
it
mine hates it.
Mm-hmm. And I have a reasonably high metabolism.
Right.
If I don't eat, you know, now that we know that I can't have, you know, we figured out most of my food allergies. So if I avoid those, I have a pretty high metabolism rate, you know.
Yeah. I have the metabolism of a sloth.
Aw.
Pretty much, so.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hopefully the slamming of doors and
I know
everything else will calm down here in a bit.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think probably the maintenance crew is done, you know, dealing with laundry and stuff, hopefully.
Probably.
Soon. And whoever's going to check into the room that's right across the hallway here, a couple of steps, probably is here by now, you know.
Yeah. The official check-in time here is 4:00 and it's after 5:00. So
it's almost 6:00, so I think. Nope, it's just after 5:00.
Okay.
Those numbers weren't
So my assumption here is that, you know, they've gotten all the rooms ready for people to check in by now.
Yeah. So you can just chill.
Yep. So this is what it sounds like when tubs fill. It takes a long time for these tubs to fill. Okay, so now it's Monday morning at about 9-something, 9:20-ish maybe.
Something like that, yeah.
And where we left off was we were getting ready to get into our tub here at Sycamore.
Mm-hmm.
And we spent, I don't know, 90 minutes, somewhere between 90 minutes and 2 hours, just soaking in the tub and having a nice time out there, relaxing time.
And it does help with respiration, because I was breathing a little better while I was in the tub, and it made my joints unstiffen, so I'm happy for
unstiffen.
That. Unstiffen, yes. I'm awake. I've been awake about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
So you could say that we came to Sycamore, but now you're sick of less.
Yeah, that's it. You've been waiting to use that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it worked out. But the only problem was I was outside for that amount of time, and I didn't take into account that I'd be breathing in pollen.
Right.
So I was a little sick afterwards, but not as bad as I could have been. So overall, this has been good.
Well, probably the most eventful thing that happened while we were out there is... And I don't know when this happened, but certainly since the last time we were here, this place has added a couple of turkeys to its grounds.
Right. We ran past them. We'll walk past them on the way in.
Past them.
And they sort of yelled.
And it was funny at one point, because the way this, at least where our, this particular room is, you go out through the bedroom. And it goes on to an enclosed patio, and then your tub is there.
Right.
And then that sort of backs up to a hill that goes up, and there's trees and stuff. And, you know, it's not unusual for you to see some birds and stuff back there. We saw a crow, and you saw some finches and stuff like that. And it's not like it's right on top of you. It's just...
No, it's like there's the your hillside little patio, there's a space, and then the hill is there. And it's really steep, so it's not like anyone's going to want to try to walk it. It's just really just there.
Yeah. Part of the whole thing, the whole experience here is that you have, you know, this outdoor private tub, and it's...
That's part of their
privacy.
Point,
yeah, you know? Privacy is part of the deal. So,
yeah.
And it was funny earlier in the day. Well, you know, earlier in
when we first
got in the tub, you know, he said, "Well, I hope one of those turkeys doesn't come, you know, walking up this side of the hill, because who knows what it'll do."
Yeah, because in general, turkeys are kind of mean, aren't they?
Yeah.
So I was like, "Well, I hope they don't find their way all the way up back here and into the."
And I said, "I can't imagine that." They'd get all the way up here from where they were, where we saw them earlier.
It seemed like a pretty steep hike to go right up the hill or something.
Yeah. And, you know, about an hour or so into us sitting out there.
Here comes a turkey.
Here comes a turkey just walking.
It was walking parallel across the hill, like horizontally. It wasn't climbing the hill.
Right.
And it was just like walking along, you know, real slow, loping along. And it stopped and it turned and it looked at us. And it's almost like it went, oh, humans. And it kept going nice and slow. And it was just like kicking up leaves and looking for bugs, I guess. And made quite a bit of noise doing that. But it was just like, there's a turkey.
Yeah.
And now there he is. And he doesn't care about us humans over here.
No.
So he's probably been through there before and figures humans ain't going to come get him and doesn't care, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I took a video of it and we'll put that online. We'll put a link to it. And then... It sounded like, because, you know, while these tubs and everything are private, you know, it's not like, you know, you have one and there's not another one for...
No, there's another one on the other side, just, because two suites sort of back up to each other, or two rooms, you know? So there's one on the other side of the large wall that you can't see through.
Right.
Yeah.
And it sounded like someone had turned the tub on the opposite wall from us, which is fine.
Yeah, no big deal.
And, you know, we sat out there for a while, and then we noticed some...
floral smell all of a sudden.
Some scent in the air, and it was like, well,
it was,
let's...
like, starting to get dark, so it wasn't flowers. There weren't any flowers near us. There weren't any night-blooming flowers near us or anything. So somebody dumped something into the tub to make it smell pretty for them, so I had to run away, because that would have made me really sick.
Yeah, so that kind of sucked. And, you know, it's always been my understanding that you're not supposed to put stuff like that into these kind of tubs. Maybe these ones are different. But
maybe they bought something from the little store that you're allowed to or something.
It's possible. Yeah. But, you know, we had been in there for a couple hours, and that was, you know, that was long enough, really. Mm-hmm. So we came back in here and... had
took
to
all
eat.
The drugs.
Yeah, Jen took a bunch
everything.
Of stuff.
Because at that point, like, you know, by that point I'd been outside for too long. And I just got exposed to whatever the scented stuff was. And I was certain I was going to wake up sick again and have, like, huge sinus pain like I've been having and wake up with, like, this horrible eye pain that makes me cry. And I was honestly debating whether we should stay or not, you know?
Yeah, because you were concerned about, you know, if you were going to wake up with this eye pain that you get.
And yeah, because it's just, like, what would I need to take to make that go away, and can I drive like that?
You know? Right.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you know, we're, you know, 20 minutes from home. We can just go home now if you want. And you said, well, wait a little bit and see.
Right. And then I just started taking all the drugs. Yeah, and then it was, okay, we're staying, you know.
Yeah. Well,
but I woke up without any pain.
So good. That's good.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was funny last night, you know, this room, we're sitting on this couch right now.
Right. It's got like a little living room.
And you were sitting, you know, you were sitting on the couch and, well, this room has two TVs. It's got one in here and it's got one in the bedroom.
Right.
And I tried to get the one in here to work, and it would power on, but someone who had been in here previously had switched the source from cable to HDMI, and there was nothing on the remote that would change it back. And I called the front desk and they sent a maintenance guy up here, and he brought he has like a universal remote that they must have, you know, because I noticed that the remote for this TV and the one in the bedroom are the same.
But they can't interchange them.
Right. They're different. The TV models are different. So they've been programmed to, you know, work with the individual TVs. And he came up here with he had a big, more or less a master remote, I guess, that, you know, and he looked at the model of the TV and he did some stuff on his remote, and then he was able to change it so it would actually
function,
know, work like yeah. we wanted it to. And then from there on, it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
So we watched some Bar Rescue
right.
show, because we've been watching that at home.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's pretty good. But the commercials have gotten stupider.
Well, you see, that's always
which is not a word, but is appropriate.
That's always the thing, you know, for us when we stay in a hotel. You know, we get exposed to kind of regular TV again.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get away from it for a long time, you really...
You notice the difference.
When yeah, you notice just how stupid, you know, commercials are, and how stupid they are, like how dumb they are, how dumb they make you feel, or... And I think when you're just exposed to that every day for years, you don't realize it. So it's always a trip to kind of see that again. But I noticed it was funny, because I was sitting there's a table right in front of the TV, and I was sitting over there while I was eating, and you were still sitting over here on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I was sitting over there while we were watching the Bar Rescue show, because it's just closer to the TV,
so
and it's easier
it.
For me to see.
Yeah.
And I look over at one point, and you're all laid out on the couch.
Yeah, I was fading.
You wanted me to get you a blanket, and I'm
the drugs I take make me cold.
I don't think that you're
going to drive home.
You don't seem to be configured for leaving right now.
Yeah,
it's not
I kind of figured
you're going.
I'd try, and it worked out. I didn't have any pain, so
that's
a big deal.
You know, transitioned to the bedroom, and you went to sleep.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have difficulty sleeping sometimes just in general, but it's worse when I have to sleep in an environment that I'm not used to. Like, Jen's the champ. She can just sleep anywhere. Said before that, you know, you'd sleep on a concrete slab through, you know, World War III. Like, it wouldn't...
Yeah.
You'd be fine.
I would.
Mm-hmm. But I'm not that way, and... It was particularly challenging. First, I tried to sleep on the couch, and I couldn't quite get enough real estate on here.
It's
to
not
really,
very big.
Well, I did figure out something later, but I went and I laid down. And usually what I do at home, you know, at home we have an air cleaner in the room.
Right,
and
I need one.
No, the noise from the air cleaner kind of helps me.
It's like like a white noise machine.
Yeah. Functions like and, that as well. And that helps. And then I usually listen to some, you know, inane podcast, usually something from Twit. And that kind of, it's, I'm interested in it enough that it kind of turns my brain off, but I don't care if I fall asleep to it.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't do that to podcasts that I subscribe to because I actually want to hear those. So I pull the, I usually pull something up from Twit or some other show on Stitcher, and I just listen to it until I fall asleep. And I don't know, you went to sleep, I think, around 11-ish.
Maybe, yeah.
And probably around midnight, I went and I climbed into bed, and I was listening.
We mean climb. That sucker's tall.
You have to climb into this bed.
It's really tall.
It's strange. And we, I had Twit on my iPad, and I was listening to it, but I couldn't accommodate the white noise thing. And there was another problem in that, and this is another thing where having that machine, that white noise thing, kind of helps. And that is that because of all of your sinus problems, sometimes you make a lot of noise when you sleep in terms of, you know, just snoring and weird breathing noises and stuff.
Problems.
And that's just how
that's
it is.
Normal.
And
mm-hmm. for you know, that, the, it's not normal, but it is for my condition.
And, you know, if we're at home and we're both in bed and you're making those noises, you know, the air cleaner kind of creates this buffer. That it kind of allows me to just tune that out.
Right, and I'm sure I'm worse now because of pollen season. So
and you know, I tried sleeping. I slept a little bit in the bed, but it wasn't really working. So I came back out here, and I realized that these two back cushions on the couch could be pulled out.
Oh, that'll give you more space.
So yeah, so I pulled them out. And I laid down on the couch, and I actually, on my iPad, I downloaded two different white noise machine apps.
Oh, wow.
Because they have a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one I downloaded was called Sleep Pillow.
How cute.
And it had the icon is of a little owl.
That's cute.
And it had, like, I don't know, I think it had, like, 8 or 9 sounds in it. And they were okay, but they weren't great. And then I downloaded another one that I can't remember the name of right now. And that one was actually really good. It had, like, probably, I don't know, probably between, like, maybe 20 and 30 different sounds.
Oh, well, that
And what was cool about it is you could go through and you could make different, you could play different sounds at the same time.
Okay.
And
like a mashup.
Yeah. Here, hold this for a second. Okay. I want to go get the app because I want to get the name of it.
Okay, that's probably a good idea since you like that one. You want others to be able to find the one that you liked, you know.
I want to give it the proper endorsement.
Yeah. So you didn't like the Sleep Pillow one so much.
Yeah, Sleep Pillow was okay. Let's see. So Sleep Pillow has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9
different options.
And, you know, the only one that I really liked was, this is a kind of a rain sound, and it was okay, but it wasn't great. And then it's got, this is like a sort of a combination of sounds, and it was okay. It's got like a little sort of distant thunderstorm type sound. And then I don't know who wants the crackling fire noise, but
ugh.
And then of course we have the ocean waves, but it's not what I was looking for. And then there's your
frogs,
you know,
and birds. Oh no,
your woodland creatures. Whales. Don't really get that.
I don't know.
And then just kind of your
generic relaxation.
Generic
sounds.
Relaxation, yeah.
Yeah.
And here's a metronome. I don't really get that either.
I think that would just drive people crazy. How
now,
do you sleep through that?
Some people might use this for for meditation or like if they're trying to concentrate on something.
Okay.
You know?
I guess.
And then finally there's just this little thing which is probably okay. It's got a picture of a baby under a blanket. Baby. And
it's a lullaby thing. Yeah.
So I wasn't too thrilled with that. But the app that I did like is called RelaxMHD. Oh. I don't know what the M stands for. But it's got...
What's that say?
Oh, Relax Melodies.
Premium edition.
Yeah, they have...
That's the M. Relax M.
Right. So they've got... You know, the layout is kind of nice. It's got these little things that come down.
Little drop downs that have little boxes with symbols, and then it's got a name of the symbol underneath it.
Right. So, you know, you've got all of your typical things. Here's a river sound. And both of these apps are free, and then, you know, I think they make their... here's a birds one. They make their... money off of in-app purchases where you add stuff to it. Here's one called Zen. I did not listen to all of these last night.
Which ones did you listen to?
But thinking, let's see. Let's do 5, 10, 15, 20, 40, 5. So there's about 50 sounds in here. You know, at home I'm used to the air cleaner sound, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
And they did have one in here that was just, it's just called white noise, but it didn't, it's not quite right, it's a little too harsh.
Yeah.
And I flipped all the way to the end of this, and then I found oscillating fan.
Oh, that's close.
But what I did was, because you can play two of these at the same time, right next to that, there's one called City Ambiance. So I'm going to turn off fan. So this is...
We're hearing some noise from outside as well.
Yeah. So this is City Ambiance.
It's like cars.
And it's like kind of cars in the background, and every now and then you'll hear a noise. It's like a bird or... You know, but it, but the... This... The sound... Like the... Those sounds are very kind of subtle, and it's just kind of this overall...
Sort of a white noise kind of
hue
thing.
Of sound. So what I did was I put those together with the... I put the fan and the city ambiance noise together. And that was enough.
That's the one you wanted.
That was kind of what worked.
Okay.
And, you know, being out here on the couch with this, I was able to get a decent amount of sleep.
Well, that's it's good. Because you don't usually sleep anywhere but home.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
The other problem I had here is I couldn't find any combination of pillows that seemed to work for me. So
yeah, that's tough sometimes.
And
some of the pillows here are down. I remember vaguely as I was knocking out, handing you one that was like, "Here, this is a bird. Take it away from me."
Yeah.
I just couldn't handle that.
So really, that's about it. We're gonna
check out and go
finish
home.
Getting our stuff together here and.
Yep.
Check out and go home. So so that'll be our podcast for this week. Thank you for listening. You can go to hypernonsense.com. You can follow at hypernonsense on Twitter. You can send an email to show@hypernonsense.com. And that's really about it, I think.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add?
No. I'm actually on the show this time, though.
Yay!
I'm kind of awake. I'm still sick, but not terribly at the moment. And hopefully I'll be able to be on more shows.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. With any luck, we'll be back with you next week.
Bye, people.